We got Joseph in Nashville. Are you with us, Joseph?
Hi, good morning. How are you, Father?
Good, good. What can I do for you?
So I am studying accounting, and one of the questions that sort of keeps coming to mind, you know, love of money is the root of most, if not all, sin. And so I'm just wondering a good way to avoid the love of money.
Well, I think the best way of avoiding the love of money is to build your life on the parable of the talents. You know, it's really interesting that in the parable of the talents, we always think it's unfair because, you know the story probably by heart that these guys are called in by their master. One is given 10 talents, which is a huge amount of money. One is given 5 talents, which is a really big amount of money, and then one is given, I think, 1 talent, which is a goodly amount of money. And the two go out and invest it, and one buries it under the rock. The master comes back, and here's your 10 talents. I've made 10 more. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy. I'll give you 10. You'll be in charge of 10 villages. Then the fifth comes, and well done, good and faithful servant. I'll put you in charge of 5 villages. And the one comes and says, I knew you were a hard master, reaping where you did not sow. Here's your talent. I buried it under a rock. He says, throw this worthless servant out. Now, the word servant in the text is not servant, it's slave. We always think that's unfair. Jesus, or the master gives the talent, you know, the 1 talent to the one who has the 10. He's already got 10. No, he doesn't. He's a slave. And the money belonged to the master. The men belonged to the master. And what was the reward for the first two? They were given more work. What was the punishment for the one? He was given his freedom. He was thrown out of the household. Because you see, in ancient times, you know, you could be free and starve to death. It was not uncommon for a well-educated Greek, for instance, to actually sell himself into slavery because he might, you know, be taken in by a well-to-do Roman house, be the tutor to the kids. He could invest his own, he could invest the purchase price that he'd made, and, you know, the master might give him bonuses, that sort of thing. And he could retire, he'd probably be free if he did a good job, and he could retire, buy a little farm in Greece. But he could be a free man and starve to death. So our perspective is completely different on this. The worthless slave was given his freedom. The others were given responsibility. So from that, we learn that we're slaves. We're the slaves of God, and we don't own anything. It all belongs to God. How am I using it? Now, the Lord is a good and gracious master, and he doesn't want us to live in a dangerous or squalid situation. He wants us to get a good education for our children and to take the occasional vacation. But to live ostentatiously is just foolish. To live responsibly and even comfortably is not a bad thing. And to prayerfully ask God what he wants us to do with his money. When we accept Christ, we give him all these things that we have. We give him, take my wife. No. Well, yeah, in a sense. Here's my car and my stock portfolio and my retirement and my home and all these things. And he says, thank you for all these things. I need someone to watch over them until I come again. So we become the stewards of what formerly were our possessions. A Christian doesn't own anything, but he is the steward of the goods of the Lord. And we use them prayerfully where we think the Lord wants us to use them. And part of that is leisure and entertainment. That's not a bad thing. Should we drive a Rolls Royce or a Volkswagen? Well, Volkswagens are kind of expensive now. One of those little itty bitty cars. I don't know. You know, we do things prayerfully. Lord, what are we to do with this? So, and remember that you're studying to be an accountant. The word count is part of your title. It's a noble profession. All right. Does that help?
Yes, it does very much. Thank you, Father.
All right. God bless you. And remember, count. It's a noble profession. All right. We call the women who count our collection at St. Lambert's. There's ladies who come in and help with the collection. And we call them the countesses because they count the money. Believe me, they are noble.